Hi, I'm Pat McConaughey with a story about putting teeth into healthcare reform. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Diamante Driver was living in a homeless shelter in Maryland when he died of a dental infection that spread to his brain. A routine $80 tooth extraction may have saved the 12-year-old boy's life, but his mother wasn't insured and the family lost its Medicaid. Driver's death points to something sometimes lost in the debate over healthcare reform, dental care. Dean Chelios is the Vice President for Public Policy for the California Dental Association and says there's a strong case to be made that oral health care is just as important as overall medical care.
Physicians and dentists have known for a very long time that there is a direct nexus between oral and systemic health care. I mean, good oral health is intrinsically linked to good general health and vice versa. And I think part of the problem is that it's a matter almost of education, that a lot of people just don't know that. I mean, periodontal disease can lead to heart disease and stroke and bacterial pneumonia, and in pregnant women, increased risk for delivering preterm, low birth weight babies.
Chelios believes policymakers have a tendency to put limited resources into the most acute aspects of healthcare. Yet, he adds, tooth decay is the most prevalent infectious disease, and by spending money on prevention, we can lessen the incidence of more serious problems. The California Dental Association was disappointed in the defeat in May of ballot measures that would have provided some funding for the oral health needs of the state's poor. Earlier this year, the legislature and the governor eliminated dental services for adults from the Medi-Cal program.
It's unfortunate that these adults that had this coverage just won't have it anymore. And what's going to happen is they're not going to get simple problems taken care of by going to their dentist. They're going to end up in the emergency room for treatment for pain and infection, and they're eventually going to have the tooth extracted.
The association has an alternative proposal before the legislature that would put some funding for very basic oral care back into the Medi-Cal budget. When it comes to overall health care reform, the CDA says good oral health for children must be the number one priority.
The last estimate I saw had for every dollar we spend on sealants and fluoride treatments and early education in children, it saves somewhere between $8 and $50 in restorative and emergency procedures later on in life. And you know, kids that have oral health care problems and have decay and pain can't eat. You can't eat. You can't learn.
Paul Glassman, director and professor of community oral health at the University of the Pacific, agrees. He says recent studies show about a quarter of California children have never even seen a dentist. Glassman is also on the statewide task force on oral health for people with disabilities and aging Californians created at the Pacific School of Dentistry.
Many people who have physical or medical problems have a great deal of difficulty getting into dental offices or getting care. And now we have this emerging huge population of people who are turning 65. We have the baby boomer generation is going to be 65 in about 3 years, and a huge number of people who are going to start to develop all the things that come with advancing age.
The California Dental Hygienists Association is also actively involved in oral health reform, and members took their message to Washington in June to meet one-on-one with their individual lawmakers and staff. President Daphne Von Essen says one thing they're calling for is a bigger role in care for the underserved and poor.
It is increased access to care. People that cannot get dental care right now would have a method or a road, so to speak, to travel to get to the hygienist.
For example, they could actually take their skills directly to nursing home residents who otherwise might not get to a dentist. Like others in the oral health community, Von Essen points out that treated early, dental disease prevents more expensive services later. By the time Diamante Driver was able to get care, the tab on his hospital stay was about $250,000, and he lost his life. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or issues you would like addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org.